CeCe Winans on the station proclaiming Jesus Christ is Lord. Kinship Radio. Ryan, it is 6:11, which means we need to figure out what day it is.
Yeah, all ready for this, Beth? Ready to go?
No.
All right. So, ready or not, here we come. So, it's time for what day is it? This is the game where I take a look at all the different weird, funky holidays that are on every single day of the year. And there's so many. We make them up. Well, as people, humans, we make them up and I put them on these days and I'm not even sure where they all come from. But
those funny humans.
that's weird humans. Yeah. God's talking to Gabriel. Hey, come here. Look at what they're doing now. Anyway.
Check this out.
So I took a look at the list today and I picked two that are real, made up a third one, and you and Beth are going to guess which day did Ryan make up. Mm-hmm. Today we've got National Science Fiction Day because it's supposed to celebrate the birth date of famous science fiction writer Isaac Asimov.
Ah.
He wrote a lot of books. I've read a few. All right. So I'm kind of a sci-fi guy.
Me too.
Then we have National Pastry Day.
Ah.
I'm also a pastry guy. Part donut, really.
Ah.
So is a donut considered a pastry? I think so.
In my world, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
They usually say like pies, tarts, quiches, you know, the kinds with crusts and like phyllo bread, and I'm already getting into parts of baking I don't know. So,
sure.
National Pastry Day. And then finally, here we got National Personal Trainer Awareness Day.
Okay.
Kind of fitting in with the new year.
Yeah.
So if you have a personal trainer, you're supposed to be aware of them.
Okay. Okay. Sure. I sense there's a theme.
Okay.
That's kind of running through these days. If you're a fan of science fiction, which I am as well.
Yeah.
I watch too much.
I can agree for me with that.
Okay.
It's probably a little too much science fiction.
And there have been times when I have been sitting on my couch watching science fiction shows, eating pastries.
Ah. Yeah.
Which means I could probably use the personal trainer.
They're all kind of connected.
See? Ah, okay.
We got to drop one of them.
We have to drop one of them. So, which one is not today? I don't know. I don't know.
That's
don't
why
know.
It's fun.
That's what fun.
Yeah, fun.
Fun. Fun for you. Fun for you. Okay. Agony for me.
Okay.
That's the day. Let's see. I bet a lot of personal trainers get calls today.
I bet they do. Uh-huh. Like, where you been?
Yeah, exactly.
Haven't heard from you since last January. How's that plan going?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm. Probably not the day for them to have a sale or anything like that. It's like, yep, full price for you. I don't know. Let's see. Pastry Day. I don't think pastries get a lot of action today because everybody's starting
full?
Their diets.
And they're all full from the holiday.
Full from the holidays. Yep. So this is probably not a good day for that. Although they might be trying to vie for attention. I don't know. But science fiction. I'm going to say you made up National Pastry Day. All right.
I did. Well, kind of. It's in December. Yeah, back in the early part of December. But yeah, that's not today.
Okay.
Science Fiction Day, that is today. And National Personal Trainer Awareness Day. Maybe you should be aware of the guy. He's been missing. He's been missing you or gal. So give him a call. Anyway,
there you go.
Here's I Haven't Seen It from Danny Gokey, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.